Okay, so it's July 11th, 2018 in Bratislava, Slovakia. And we're going to take a journey to find the essence of life.
Takže pojdeme na cestu, aby sme našli podstatu života.
What is that?
This is for air
circulation.
If you feel that air is too dense, so we will switch it on and it will again try to...
Chcete to takto?
Yes, for some time. Yeah.
Right.
Well, we want to breathe.
Chceme dýchať.
So, I don't know, do we need it on for breathing?
If we can't breathe.
Are we going to suffocate? If we just suffocate, we'll be okay.
Then we turn it on.
Okay, so we have here, of course it is in English, a Krishna conscious novel.
Takže máme tu Krishna vedomú poviedku, samozrejme je to v angličtine.
About the journey from being a materialist to finding the essence of life.
O ceste, ktorá začína tam, že sme materialista a končí tam, že nachádzame podstatu života.
So I'm not going to spoil the story for you.
Ja nechcem ten príbeh pre vás pokaziť. Je to voľné.
But we will talk about the metaphors on which the story is based.
Ale budeme hovoriť o metaforách, na ktorých je založený tento príbeh.
This story is based on metaphors from the Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Manushiksha.
Takže tento príbeh je založený na príbehoch z Bhagavatamu, Chaitanya Charitamriti a Manushikshi.
And I had a nice presentation, but I have no.
Mala som peknú prezentáciu, ale nemám tu projektor.
So you're going to have to imagine it.
Budete si to musieť predstaviť.
Do you have good imaginations?
Máte dobrú predstavu?
This is going to be a test.
Bude to test.
Okay. So, we start off with a personality named Jada.
Takže začíname s osobou, ktorá sa volá Jada.
That was not his real name.
To nebolo jeho skutočné meno.
That was a name that his half-brothers and the other children gave him.
To bolo meno, ktoré mu dali jeho nevlastní bratia a ostatné deti.
As they were bullying him.
Keď mu robili zle.
So I'm sure you've heard of prodigies in music and mathematics.
Takže určite ste už počuli o hudbe alebo matematike napríklad.
So Jada was a prodigy in enlightenment.
Prodigy? Zázrak. Zázrak, aha.
How did you translate it before?
I just did it.
Then what you said didn't make any sense at all. Let's go back and try this again. I'm sure you've heard of prodigies in music and mathematics.
Takže určite ste počuli o zázrakoch v hudbe alebo matematike, akože takých zázračných osobnostiach asi, že?
No, zázračné deti.
Zázračných deťoch v hudbe a matematike.
Yeah, like Mozart was a musical prodigy.
Ako Mozart bol taký zázračné dieťa v hudbe.
Now I know you're going to say it right. Okay, so Jada was a prodigy in enlightenment.
A Jada, on bol zázračný dieťa, čo sa týkalo osvietenia.
By the time he was one or two years old, he was already an enlightened soul.
A v dobe, keď mal 1-2 roky, už bol oslobodená, osvietená duša.
So sometimes very realized souls leave society and live by themselves in a monastery.
Takže niekedy veľmi sebarealizované osobnosti odchádzajú z domu a sami žijú napríklad v kláštore.
And they may take a vow of silence.
A vtedy napríklad prijímajú prísahu ticha.
But if you're only 2 years old, how are you going to go to a monastery?
Ale keď máte len 2 roky, ako by ste mohli ísť do kláštora?
So he went to a monastery internally.
Tak on išiel vnútorne do kláštora.
He acted like he couldn't see or hear.
On sa správal, ako keby nedokázal počuť alebo vidieť.
And he never spoke.
A nikdy neprehovoril.
So his stepbrothers and the other children, they called him Jada, that means the stupid one.
A jeho nevlastní bratia a ostatné deti ho nazývali Jada, to znamená hlupak.
So when he grew up, he was traveling.
keď vyrastol, tak cestoval.
And a king was traveling on the road in a palanquin.
A král cestoval na ceste v nositkách.
And one of the palanquin carriers became sick.
A jeden z tých nosičov, tých nositiek ochorel.
So the king forced Jada into slavery as one of the carriers.
A tak král prinútil Jadu, aby ako otrok nosil namiesto toho chorého nosiča tie nositka.
But when Jada was walking, he wouldn't step on any bugs on the road.
Ale keď Jada kráčal, on nestúpil na nejakého chrobáka na ceste.
So the palanquin was shaking.
A tak tie nositka stále takto hýbali.
And the king came out and started to insult Jada.
Král vyšiel a začal Jadu urážať.
Now Jada had been insulted his whole life.
Jadu urážali celý jeho život.
One time some people even tried to kill
him. Raz ho nejakí ľudia dokonca sa snažili aj zabiť.
And he had never spoken.
A nikdy neprehovoril.
So we don't know why, but at this time he started to speak.
My nevieme prečo, ale teraz, keď ten teda král mu začal, keď ho začal kárať, tak prehovoril.
And he told the king a series of metaphors or analogies.
A porozprával tomu královi celú sériu metafor, analogií.
And he said, one time there were some merchants in a forest.
A povedal, raz boli v lese obchodníci.
So that's where we start our story with people who are merchants in a forest.
A tu začíname náš príbeh s ľuďmi, ktorí sú obchodníci v lese.
And they go through all the metaphors that Jada told the king about.
A prejdú všetky tie metafory, o ktorých Jada porozprával kráľovi.
So Jada said, we in this world are like people who have gone into a forest to try to find valuable items and make a lot of money by selling them in the cities.
A Jada hovorí, my v tomto svete sme ako obchodníci, ktorí idú do lesa, snažia sa tam nájsť nejaké hodnotné veci a potom ich predať v meste, aby zarobili veľa peňazí.
And as we've been walking from forest to forest,
ako sme chodili z lesa do lesa,
we got lost.
Stratili sme sa.
And we don't remember where our home is.
A už si nespomíname, kde je náš domov.
This means that we are spiritual beings with a spiritual home.
To znamená, že my sme duchovné bytosti s duchovným domovom.
And we become lost in the material world.
Stratili sme sa v hmotnom svete.
And we're thinking, oh, I could enjoy this, I could enjoy that.
A myslíme si, aby som si mohol užívať toto alebo tamto.
Just like merchants in a forest may think, oh, there's some valuable wood that I could sell, and there's some fruits that I could sell.
Ako tí obchodníci v tom lese si myslia, a tam by mohlo byť nejaké hodnotné cenné drevo, ktoré predám, tam by mohlo byť nejaké dobré ovocie, ktoré by sa dalo predať.
Thus we get a mood in this forest of the material world of being an exploiter.
A takto v tomto materiálnom lese získame tú náladu toho, kto vykoristuje.
We think, how can I take everything and use it to make a profit for myself?
A rozmýšľame, ako by som si mohol vziať všetko a použiť to tak, aby som ja z toho mal osoch.
Now, as we're doing this in the forest of the material world,
ako to robíme v tom lese hmotného sveta,
we go through a variety of bodies.
Tak prechádzame rôznymi druhmi tela.
We're not always a human being.
Nie sme vždy ľudskou bytosťou.
Sometimes we become a fish or a tree.
Niekedy sa staneme rybou alebo stromom.
Sometimes we become a higher being of light.
Niekedy sa staneme takou vyššou svetelnou bytosťou.
An insect, an animal.
Napríklad aj nejaký hmyz alebo zviera.
And as a human being, sometimes we're a man, sometimes a woman.
Ako ľudská bytosť sme niekedy muž, niekedy žena.
But each time we are thinking, how can I make some profit? How can I find some enjoyment?
Ale vždy premýšľame, ako môžem získať nejaký osoch, nejaký zisk, ako by som mohol nájsť nejaký pôžitok.
Then sometimes in the forest, we meet a honeybee.
A niekedy v tom lese stretáme medonosnú včelu.
So that's the cover where our character meets this honeybee.
A to je obal tej knihy, kde naša hlavná postava sa stretáva s medonosnou včelou.
I don't know if you can see here, they are in the forest.
Neviem, či to vidíte, tuto sú v lese.
And let's see if we can find the other. Yes, here's also the honeybee. I don't know how well you can see it.
To je tiež tá medonosná včela, vidíte ju?
So the honeybee is a metaphor for an enlightened person, a saintly person.
Takže medonosná včela je taká metafora pre osvietenú svetú osobu.
Does anyone have any idea why the honeybee is used as a metaphor for a saintly person?
A viete, prečo tá medonosná včela sa používa ako metafora pre svetú osobu?
Because they take the essence?
Yes.
Že oni berú zo všetkého tú podstatu?
Yes. And that is the definition of a saintly person, one who is looking for the essence of life.
A to je definícia svätej osoby, že to je ten, kto hľadá podstatu života.
So when we meet such a honeybee of an enlightened person,
keď stretneme takúto medonosnú včelu alebo teda osobu svetu,
they tell us what the world is actually about.
Tak oni nám povedia, o čom je svet v skutočnosti.
And they say, in this world there are many tigers and jackals.
Oni povedia, v tomto svete existuje veľa tigrov a šakalov.
So some of you may know that there's an association between a tiger and a golden jackal.
Takže možno niekto z vás vie, že existuje určité prepojenie medzi tigrom a zlatým šakalom.
Usually the tiger guards its kill very carefully.
The tiger
guards the meat it has killed, the animal is killed. Usually it guards it very carefully. It doesn't let any other animal take it.
Aha, že tiger si väčšinou veľmi dobre stráži svoju korisť.
But for some reason the tiger lets the golden jackal also eat the animal it has killed.
Ale z nejakého dôvodu ten tiger dovolí tomu zlatému šakalovi, aby tiež jedlo z tej koristi.
And of course the tiger shares its kill with its cubs.
Samozrejme ten tiger sa o svoju korisť podelí aj so svojimi mladitami.
So in this world there are many people who try to take away what we have.
V tomto svete existuje veľa ľudí, ktorí sa snažia vziať nám to, čo máme.
Some may be actual criminal thieves.
Niektorí môžu byť skutoční kriminálnici, zlodeji.
We're always worried about the criminal thieves.
Vždy sa bojíme tých kriminálov, tých zlodejov.
We have to lock our car and lock our house.
Musíme si zamknúť auto a dom.
Please, come here, come here. Come. We don't have any microphone, and if you don't come here, it will be very difficult for me. And some of these thieves may be people that we think are our friends or even our family.
A niektorí títo zlodeji môžu byť ľudia, ktorí si myslíme, že sú dokonca naši priatelia alebo rodina.
Many times it happens that some family member takes your inheritance money.
Niekedy sa stane, že nejaký rodinný člen vezme tvoje dedičstvo.
So they may look like family.
Môžu vyzerať ako rodina.
But they're actually thieves.
Ale v skutočnosti sú to zlodeji.
Then there are the flies and the mosquitoes.
Potom sú tam muchy a komáre.
So have you ever tried sleeping with a mosquito?
Už ste skúšali spať s komárom v izbe?
All night you are hitting yourself.
Celú noc sa len udieraš, chápeš.
And they are just going
a oni len zúčia okolo.
So this, huh?
Chemicals are doing this very fast.
But sometimes you don't have any chemicals and then the mosquitoes are...
Ale niekedy nemáš tie odpudzovače.
So this is a metaphor for people who criticize us.
To je metafora na ľudí, ktorí nás kritizujú.
You are like this, and you're 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 like this. You gonna trust me?
Že teda, tak, videl si, že takto, takto, takto.
I have no microphone here, and if you all sit over there, then I have to talk very loud. Did you translate?
Nemám mikrofón, ak budete všetci...
Not that, did you translate about the mosquitoes?
I translated about...
You already translated about the mosquitoes.
Okay.
And then it is difficult for us to sleep.
Potom je pre nás ťažké spať.
Because, Hare Krishna, can you come sit here?
Môžete si postaviť?
I have no microphone.
Nemám mikrofón.
Okay, there we go. Because always you're thinking, oh, all these people are finding fault with me.
Pretože si vždy myslíš, a všetci títo ľudia hľadajú vo mne chyby.
Okay, then what do we have? Then we have the locus, and you know what a locus is?
I knew it, but what's the spelling?
Oh, they're like grasshoppers, but they eat all the crops.
Uh-huh.
So there's locusts and crows and rats.
Takže sú tam tie kobylky, vrany a potkany.
All right, so they eat the harvest right when it's ready.
Oni zjedia úrodu práve vtedy, keď je najzrelšia.
Just like we used to have a cherry tree in our backyard.
Ako my sme na dvore, kedy si mali čerešňu.
So we were watching the cherries.
Dávali sme pozor na tie čerešne.
And the birds were also watching. So this is a metaphor for losing something just when you're ready to enjoy it.
A toto je metafora, keď strátiš sa z niečo práve v okamihu, keď už si to chceš užívať.
So you work really hard for something.
Ťažko pracuješ kvôli niečomu.
And it's almost finished.
Už takmer to máš.
And someone else takes the credit.
A niekto iný si vezme celý ten kredit toho.
Or your boss says, oh, we decided we're not going to do that.
Alebo tvoj šéf povie, rozhodli sme sa, že to nebudeme robiť.
Or someone takes it from you.
Jednoducho niekto ti to vezme.
Somehow it gets destroyed.
Nejak sa to zničí.
Working hard for something and at the last minute it's taken away.
Tvrdo kvôli niečomu pracuješ a na poslednú chvíľu ti to vezmu.
Sorry, usually I have this as a presentation and you don't have to keep looking here. All right, then we have the problems of hunger and thirst.
To máme problémy hladu a smedu.
Now this is not about spiritual fasting.
To nie je o duchovnom pôste.
But you know, when we are tired or hungry or thirsty,
vieš, napríklad keď si hladný alebo unavený alebo smedný,
we can be cruel even to people that we love.
Tak dokážeme byť krutí aj voči tým, ktorých milujeme.
We have the story in the Bhagavatam of King Parikshit.
Máme príbeh v Bhagavatame o kráľovi Parikshitovi.
That when he was tired, hungry and thirsty, he insulted a sage.
Že keď bol unavený, hladný a smedný, tak urazil svedca.
So just some little physical disturbance.
Takže stačí málo telesného rozrušenia.
And we can forget all of our good qualities.
Zabudneme na všetky svoje dobré vlastnosti.
And be so cruel and selfish.
A budeme taký krutý a sebecký.
Then sometimes we see a castle in the sky.
A niekedy vidíme na nebi zámok.
This is a metaphor for the things we work for and we never get them.
To je metafora o veciach, pre ktoré pracujeme, ale ich nikdy nezískame.
I am going to be so rich.
Budem taký bohatý.
And famous.
A slávny.
And I am going to have a big house.
A budem mať veľký dom.
A perfect family.
Dokonalú rodinu.
And a big car.
Veľké auto.
And maybe we don't get any of them.
A nezískame z toho nič.
You know, people say, well, you should imagine what you want.
O ľudia ti hovoria, mal by si si predstaviť to, čo chceš. Tak si to predstavujem.
And I work for it.
Pracujeme.
And I never get it.
Tomu, a nikdy to nezískame.
Never get it at all. So this is like a castle in the sky.
Vôbec to nikdy nezískame. To je ako taký ten vzdušný zámok.
Then sometimes there is a swamp.
A niekedy existuje močia.
And sometimes the gas coming out of a swamp has some phosphorescence. Mm-hmm.
A niekedy tie výpary z toho močiaru majú fosfor.
And it's glowing.
A on ako tak žiari.
And from a distance it can look like it's gold.
A z diaľky to vyzerá, ako keby to bolo zlato.
So this is a metaphor for things we work for.
To je metafora ohľadne veci, pre ktoré pracujeme.
And we get them.
Získame ich.
And then we don't like them.
A potom sa nám nepáči.
They're not what they appeared to be.
Oni nie sú to, čo sa zdali byť.
Like I have a very good friend who studied hard to become a lawyer.
Ja mám veľmi dobrú priateľku, ktorá tvrdo pracovala, aby bola právnička.
And then she discovered she didn't like being a lawyer.
A potom zistila, že sa jej to nepáči byť právničkou.
I had a professor like this also in university.
Tiež poznám takého univerzitného profesora.
From when he was 19 to 33, he worked to be in charge of many schools.
Od svojich 19 do 33 roku života tvrdo pracoval, aby mal na starosti veľa škôl.
And then he discovered he didn't like it at all. He just wanted to be a teacher.
A potom zistil, že sa mu to vôbec nepáči, že on radšej chce byť učiteľom.
You think if I just get this particular career,
Myslíme si, keď získam túto konkrétnu kariéru,
this particular house,
tento konkrétny dom,
this particular partner,
tohto konkrétneho partnera,
then I will be happy.
Potom budem šťastný.
And we get it and it's like,
a my to získame, je to ako,
it wasn't what we expected.
To,
so that is like the phosphorescent gases coming from a swamp. And then there is the great storm where we cannot see. It may be a dust storm or a rainstorm or a snowstorm, something where you cannot see. Sometimes we've been driving in a storm where we cannot see, isn't it?
Niekedy šoferujeme v búrke a nevidíme.
Only see like this far in front of your car.
Vidíme iba toľko pred svojim autom.
So this is a metaphor for very strong sexual desires.
Toto je metafora pre veľmi silné pohlavné túžby.
That blind us.
Ktoré nás oslepia.
And we end up getting involved with somebody we should not get involved with.
A my skončíme, že sa tak, že sa zapletieme s niekým, s kým sme sa nemali zaplieť.
Because we are blind.
Pretože sme zaslepení.
And when you see such a person in this situation,
a keď vidíš v takejto situácii takú osobu,
if you say to them, you know, this is not a very suitable person,
a povieš im, vieš, ale toto nie je veľmi vhodná osoba,
they become angry.
Tak sa nahnevajú.
So I'm sure we all know people like this.
Takže určite poznáme takýchto ľudí.
Maybe we have been like this.
Možno my sme takí boli.
Okay, we have the owls.
A máme sovy.
And the crickets.
Tie, jak sa to povie, crčky.
So the crickets, you can hear them, but you cannot see them.
A tie crčky, oni, ty ich počuješ, ale nevidíš.
And the owls are silent, you cannot hear them.
A sovy, tie sú ticho, tie zase nepočuješ.
So these are like the enemies, the people criticizing us that we don't really know who they are.
Takže to sú ako nepriatelia, ktorí nás kritizujú, ale my v skutočnosti nevieme, kto sú.
You know, you're my really good friend, so I want to tell you this.
Takže ste moji naozaj dobrí priateľi, preto vám toto chcem povedať.
Many people are saying,
veľa ľudí hovorí,
that you have a lot of problems.
Že máš veľa problémov.
Oh, what problems do I have?
Aké problémy mám?
What are they saying is my problem?
Oni čo hovoria, že je môj problém?
I can't tell you, that's confidential.
Ale to ti nemôžem povedať, to je dôverné.
And who's saying these things?
A kto hovorí tieto veci?
I can't tell you, that's confidential.
To ti nemôžem povedať, lebo je to dôverné.
And then later on you find it's only that one person.
A potom zistíš neskôr, že to bola len tá jedna osoba.
Okay. Oh, so many people are saying.
Alebo toľkí ľudia to hovoria.
And your sleep is disturbed.
A tvoj spánok je rozrušený.
And your mind is going.
Tvoja mysl premýšľa.
What did I do?
Čo som spravil?
What did I say?
Čo som povedal?
Which person is criticizing me?
Ktorá osoba ma kritizuje?
Is it this one?
Táto?
All right, then we have ceremonies.
Potom máme obrady.
So this is like a very steep mountain.
To je ako veľmi strmá hora.
Covered with thorns.
Ktorá je posiatá trňmi.
Trying to climb up this mountain.
Snažíme sa vyliesť po tej hore.
And you're getting ripped by the thorns.
Ale tie trňe ťa škriabu, trhajú.
This is like all the events you don't want to go to.
Events?
Yeah, ceremonies, events, things. And you feel you have to go to them.
A cítiš, že musíš tam ísť.
So you go.
A tak tam ideš.
Or maybe you have to organize them.
Alebo ich dokonca musíš organizovať.
And you have to spend all this money.
A musíš stráviť všetky tie
peniaze. You're thinking, okay, I have to invite him.
Potom si povieš, jeho musím pozvať.
And I have to invite her.
Musím aj ju pozvať.
But they don't talk to each other.
Ale oni sa nerozprávajú.
How am I going to arrange that?
Zariadím.
And afterwards you have to sleep for a week.
A potom musíš týždeň spať.
So these are like very steep mountains covered with thorns. And then there are the cannibalistic demons. This is like the government that taxes too much.
To je jako vláda, ktorá príliš zdaňuje.
So it's like eating your own kind.
Keď požieraš vlastný druh.
The government is supposed to care for us.
Vláda sa o nás má starať.
But when they are taking too many taxes,
ale tí berú príliš veľa daní,
and just putting it in their own pockets,
dávajú si do vlastných.
They are like some cannibal eating their own kind.
Sú ako kanibali, ktorí požierajú vlastný druh.
And then we have the swarming hive of bees where the whole hive swarms at once.
Potom máš ten roj včiel, ktorý sa vyrojí naraz.
This is a metaphor for adulterous affairs.
Adultery? Takže to je metafora pre cudzoložstvo.
You try to enjoy someone else's honey and you get in trouble.
Keď sa snažíš získať med niekoho iného a vtedy sa zapletieš, máš problémy, si spôsobíš.
Then there are the snakes.
Potom sú tam hadi.
The poisonous snakes.
Tí jedovatí.
These are like the enemies who actually harm us.
To sú ako tí nepriatelia, ktorí nás v skutočnosti aj ako zrania.
They don't just criticize.
Oni nie len, že iba kritizujú.
But they actually harm.
Ale v skutočnosti spôsobujú škodu.
And then there is the lion.
A potom je lev.
And that is death.
To je smrť.
So after all this trouble,
po všetkých týchto problémoch,
everything is taken away at death.
Smrť všetko vezme.
So then we may look for some relief.
My môžeme hľadať nejakú úľavu.
So one place we may look for relief,
jedno miesto, tam, kde môžeme hľadať úľavu,
is in a very shallow river.
Je vo veľmi plitkej rieke.
And underneath this shallow river are rocks.
A pod touto plitkou riekou sú skaly.
But you cannot see the rocks.
Ale ty ich nevidíš.
So when you jump in the shallow river, you simply break your neck.
A keď do tej plitkej rieky skočíš, tak si zlomíš krk.
I'm sure we have all heard about people who became paralyzed by jumping in some shallow water.
Určite sme už počuli o ľuďoch, ktorí si zlomili väzy tým, že skočili do takejto, alebo teda, ktorí zostali paralizovaní tým, že skočili do takejto plitkej rieky.
So this metaphor is of things that seem to be religion and spirituality, but are actually cheating.
Takže toto je metafora pre náboženstvo, ktoré sa zdá byť náboženstvom a spiritualitou, ale pritom je to len podvod.
They seem to be spiritual, but they're really more like magic.
A zdá sa, že je to spirituálne, ale je to skôr ako mágia.
Just like, well, if you just meditate in this way or pay this money, then you'll be able to enjoy the world.
Keď budeš takýmto spôsobom meditovať alebo zaplatíš peniaze, tak potom si budeš môcť užívať svet.
Some people make a very big business from this.
Veľa ľudí veľmi dobre na tomto zarobí.
At least in America we have people called televangelists.
Ako napríklad v Amerike my máme ľudí, ktorí sa nazývajú televangelisti.
Televangelisti.
They go on television.
Idú do televízie.
And they say, send me $5.
A povedia, pošli mi $5.
And I will send you some blessed oil.
A ja ti pošlám požehnaný olej.
And you put it on your head and you will become rich, like me.
Dáš si to na hlavu, budeš bohatý, jak ja.
And then send me another $20.
Pošli mi ďalších $20.
And then I will send you a blessed piece of cloth.
A potom ti pošlám kúsok požehnanej látky.
This is true. They really do this.
To je pravda, to naozaj robia.
I'm not exaggerating.
Ja to vôbec nepreháňam.
And then you will become rich like me.
A potom budeš bohatá a bohatý ako ja.
I just bought my own private jet for $600 million.
Ja som si práve kúpila svoje vlastné súkromné lietadlo a stalo $600 million.
So if you keep giving me your money,
takže mi budeš dávať svoje peniaze,
I will bless you.
Požehnám.
To be rich like me.
Aby si bol bohatý, jak ja.
And in this way people simply break their neck.
A tak si jednoducho ľudia zlomia väzy.
They simply become fooled.
Nechajú sa úplne obumnúť.
So this ends the metaphors taught by Jada.
A toto končí tú metaforu, ktorú nás učí Jada.
And when the king heard all of these metaphors,
keď kráľ počul všetky tieto metafory,
he decided to seek the essence of life.
Rozhodol sa, že vyhľadá podstatu života.
Now we're going to go to the metaphors taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Teraz pôjdeme k metaforám, ktoré nás učil Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Who is an avatar of Krishna.
Ktorý je avatar Krishna.
He is playing the role of an enlightened being.
On hrá úlohu osvětěné bytosti.
But he is personally the Supreme Lord.
Ale on je osobně nejvyšší pán.
And he was instructing his student Sanatan.
A on dával pokyny svému studentovi, že jako by Sanatanovi.
Yeah, we're starting to lose oxygen. It's just so loud. It's all right, what to do. And he was talking to, can you all hear me with that? Can you hear me? Everybody can hear me? Can you hear me over there? Way over there? And what about you in the corner? Can you hear me also? Maybe I'll. No, no, you can leave it on, it's just all right. I just don't want to lose my voice. Yeah, but a lot of them understand English. You can leave it on, it's all right.
Yeah, there are two speeds, so I was trying to turn on lower speed, less noise. But
that's all right. As long as you can all hear me, it's okay. And can you all hear Gopali? That was very good. So Chaitanya was speaking to his student Sanatan. And he says, all right, now you want to find the essence of life. So you may go to some teacher of spirituality.
Môžeš ísť za nejakým učiteľom spirituality.
But you have to be very careful.
Ale musíš byť veľmi dávať pozor.
Because most of them are haunted under a spell.
Pretože mnohí sú posadnutí kliatbou.
Most of the teachers and followers of religion and spirituality in the world.
Väčšina nasledovníkov náboženstva a spirituality vo svete
are haunted by one of two witches.
Sú naháňaní jednou z dvoch čarodejníc.
Their process is bona fide and real.
Ich proces je bona fide a skutočný.
But their motives for following it are bewildered.
Ale ich motívy nasledovania sú také zmetené.
See if we can find this picture.
Skúsime nájsť ten obrázok.
The name of the witches are Bhukti and Mukti.
Tie čarodejnice sa volajú Bhukti a Mukti.
Here's our witches.
Tu sú naše čarodejnice.
This one's Bhukti and this one's Mukti.
To je Bhukti a to je Mukti.
So the witch of Bhukti bewilders us, take up spirituality in order to become an enjoyer in the world.
Takže tá čarodejnica Bhukti, tá nás nahovára, venuj sa spiritualite, aby si si mohol užívať svet.
If you please God, then he will give you all material prosperity.
Potešíš Boha, dá ti všetku materiálnu prosperitu.
And the witch of Mukti says, please God, so you can become free and liberated.
A tá čarodejnica Mukti hovorí, potiš Boha, aby si sa mohol oslobodiť a byť oslobodený.
So why are these a kind of enchantment?
Prečo sú to také očarenia?
Because the purpose of spirituality is to love God.
Pretože účel spirituality je milovať Boha.
If I'm trying to please God just to get something from him, that is not love.
Ak sa snažím potešiť Boha, aby som niečo od neho získal späť, tak to nie je láska.
It is still very self-centered.
Je to stále veľmi egocentrické.
So it is a kind of enchantment.
Takže je to určitý druh očarovania.
And we have to say honestly,
musíme povedať úprimne,
that most people who are teaching or practicing some system of religion or spirituality,
že väčšina ľudí, ktorí učia alebo praktikujú nejaký systém spirituality,
a genuine system,
nejaký pravý systém,
are bewildered by one of these witches.
Sú posadnutí, sú očarení alebo teda zmetení jednou z týchto dvoch čarodejníc.
So he says, Sanatan, if you can get away from the enchantment of the witches, if you can escape being enchanted by these witches,
ak dokážeš uniknúť a vplyvu týchto čarodejníc,
then you will meet a fortune teller.
tak sa stretneš s tým, ktorý predpovedá budúcnosť.
The great astrologer.
Úžasný astrolog.
His name is Sarvagya.
Jeho meno je Sarvagya.
It means one who knows everything.
To je ten, ktorý všetko pozná.
And Sarvagya will tell you.
Sarvagya ti povie.
One of your relatives died and left you a great treasure.
Jeden z tvojich príbuzných zomrel a zanechal ti veľké bohatstvo.
That treasure is the essence of life.
A toto bohatstvo je podstatou života.
But because your relative died very far away, he did not get a chance to tell you where the treasure was.
Ale pretože ten tvoj príbuzný zomrel veľmi ďaleko, tak nemal príležitosti povedať, kde ukryl to bohatstvo.
It is buried somewhere in the city.
Ono je zakopané niekde v meste.
If you look for it in the north, you have to be careful of the snakes.
Budeš hľadať na severe, musíš dávať pozor na hadov.
If you look for it in the west, you must be careful of the nature spirits.
Ak ho budeš hľadať na západe, tak musíš dávať pozor na tých prírodných duchov.
If you look for it in the south, you must be careful of the hornets.
Ak budeš hľadať na juhu,
wasps.
Musíš dávať pozor na sršne.
The big ones.
Sršne.
But they're really big.
Sršne.
Okay. They're actually here about. And if you look for it in the east, you have to be careful of the crazy elephants.
Keď budeš hľadať na východe, musíš dávať pozor na tých šialených slonov.
So let us first look for the essence of life in the north.
Takže najskôr hľadajme podstatu života na severe.
So in the northern part of the city,
takže v severnej časti mesta,
people try to find the essence by mastering the mind and body.
Ľudia sa snažia nájsť podstatu tým, že ovládnu myseľ a telo.
They'll put the body in different postures.
Telo asi uložia do rôznych pozícií.
And breathe in a certain way.
Dýchajú určitým spôsobom.
And manipulate the energy centers in the body.
A manipulujú s centrami energie v tele.
Until they can make the mind completely still.
Až ich myseľ je úplne pokojná.
Now, of course, this process is very attractive.
Samozrejme, tento proces je veľmi príťažlivý.
Because when you make the mind very still,
pretože keď mysel upokojíš,
you awaken all kinds of powers.
Tak prebudíš rôzne druhy síl,
which can distract people from looking for the essence of life.
Ktoré dokážu ľudí odtiahnuť od toho, aby hľadali podstatu života.
This process is also very difficult.
Tento proces je tiež veľmi náročný.
But if you can be successful,
ale ak budeš úspešný,
and actually make the mind still,
a upokojíš mysel v skutočnosti,
and put it in goodness,
a dostaneš ju na úroveň dobra,
one will actually realize the divine.
Tak si na skutočnosti uvedomíš božský.
One will realize one's own spiritual nature.
Vtedy si uvedomíš svoju duchovnú povahu, podstatu.
But there is the danger here.
Ale je to nebezpečenstvo.
Does anyone remember the danger in the north?
Pamätá si niekto to nebezpečenstvo na severe?
Snake. One snake.
Jeden had.
So people who do this process, they are trying to awaken a snake.
Takže ľudia, ktorí robia tento proces, sa snažia zobudiť toho hada.
You may know who this snake is.
Možno viete, kto je ten had.
And they're thinking, I want to awaken this snake of energy.
A oni chcú prebudiť toho hada energie.
And have it unite with the whole cosmos.
A spojiť ho s celým kosmosom.
But there is sometimes a problem.
Ale niekedy je tam problém.
They are thinking the goal is to be eaten by the snake.
Že oni si myslia, že ten had je to zlato.
And ten cieľ je byť zjedený tým
hadom.
They say the goal is to be eaten by the snake.
Ten cieľ je, že aby nás ten had zjedol.
And when they do that, they lose their self.
A keď to spravia, tak stratia sami seba.
So then we may try the western part of the city.
Tak potom môžem vyskúšať tú západnú časť mesta.
So here people look for the essence of life by knowledge and understanding.
Tu ľudia hľadajú podstatu života poznaním a pochopením.
These are the scientists.
To sú vedci.
Those who study mathematics, chemistry, physics, biology.
Tí, čo študujú matematiku, chémiu, fyziku, biológiu.
Astronomy.
astronómiu.
Or the soft scientists.
Alebo tí mäkkí vedci.
Who study sociology and psychology.
Ktorí študujú sociológiu, psychológiu.
Philosophy.
Filozofiu.
They may even study scriptures.
Oni môžu študovať dokonca aj písma.
And they are trying by gaining knowledge to find the essence of life.
Získavaním poznania sa snažia nájsť podstatu života.
This is also very hard for most people.
Tiež pre väčšinu ľudí veľmi ťažké.
Most people find it hard to focus on science or philosophy even for an hour.
Väčšina ľudí má problém sa sústrediť na vedu alebo filozofiu dokonca aj len hodinu.
But on this path it is your whole focus.
Ale na toto, na túto cestu je celé tvoje sústredenie upriamené.
And if you properly understand the workings of the world,
a keď vhodne pochopíš, ako funguje svet,
then one will indeed understand the essence of life.
Tak prirodzene pochopíme podstatu života.
One will get complete detachment from materialism.
Potom získame úplné odpútanie sa od materializmu.
And realize that one has nothing to do with the world.
Pochopíme, že nemáme s tým svetom nič spoločné.
Does anyone remember what the danger is in the western part of the city?
Pamätá si niekto, aké bolo nebezpečenstvo na tej západnej časti toho mesta?
Yes, spirits. The nature spirits, yes.
Takže tí prírodní duchovia.
Yeah, in Sanskrit they are called yakshas.
V sanskrite ich nazývame yakshovia.
In Iceland they call them the huldufolk.
Na Islandi ich volajú huldufolk.
And people in Iceland take them very seriously.
Ľudia na Islandi ich berú veľmi vážne.
Even the government.
Dokonca aj vláda.
If they're going to build a road or a building, they always consider we don't want to disturb the huldufolk.
Ak idú stavať nejakú budovu alebo nejakú cestu, tak vždy dávajú pozor, aby nerozrušili huldufolkov.
Yeah, and seriously, you can look it up.
Naozaj, môžete si to vyhľadať.
So every culture has some knowledge of these beings.
Každá kultúra má nejaké poznanie o týchto bytostiach.
These are the spirits that are in charge of the mountains and the rivers and the forests.
To sú vlastne tí duchovia, ktorí majú na starosti hory, lesy, rieky.
And generally they leave human beings alone.
Väčšinou ľudské bytosti nechávajú na pokoji.
Sometimes they are favorable.
Niekedy sú priaznivý.
But they can also be very tricky.
Ale tiež môžu byť veľmi zradný.
So these nature spirits can bewilder your mind.
A tieto prírodné bytosti dokážu zmiasť tvoju mysel.
Just like we find often in science.
Často to zistíme napríklad vo vede.
Somebody finds a theory.
Niekto vynájde nejakú teóriu.
And then, now I understand everything.
A teraz si myslím, teraz všetko chápem.
But their theory only explains these things.
Ale ich teória vysvetľuje len tieto veci.
And there's all these other things that their theory doesn't explain.
A sú všetky tie ostatné veci, ktoré ich teória nevysvetľuje.
Then someone comes up with another theory.
Potom niekto príde s inou teóriou.
That explains these things.
Ktorá vysvetľuje tamtie veci.
But these two theories are not compatible.
Ale tie dve teórie nie sú kompatibilné.
And there's no theory that explains everything.
A neexistuje teória, ktorá by to vysvetlila všetko.
So there's moments of certainty.
Takže sú tam momenty istoty.
Yes, now I understand.
Áno, teraz to chápem.
And then again, no, I don't understand.
Potom za chvíľu, ale ja to nechápem.
And one ends up knowing more and more and more about less and less and less.
A potom zistíme, že vieme viac a viac o tom, že vieme menej a menej.
And one may get nowhere at all.
A nikam sa nemusíme dostať.
Well, now we can look for the essence of life in the southern part of the city.
Teraz môžeme hľadať podstatu života v južnej časti mesta.
And this is a much more popular method.
To je oveľa populárnejší spôsob.
This is trying to find the essence of life through detached action.
To je snaha nájsť podstatu života prostredníctvom činnosti s odputanosťou.
Take whatever you would do anyway in the world.
Vezmi si čokoľvek, čo by si robil kdekoľvek vo svete.
And don't do it for enjoyment.
A nerob to pre potešenie, pre požitok.
Do it for enlightenment.
Rob to pre osvietenie.
So at first this seems very natural.
Najskôr to vyzerá veľmi prirodzene.
Because you can get to do what you were doing anyway.
Pretože môžeš pokračovať v robení toho, čo si tak či tak robil.
But it's also a little difficult.
Ale tiež je to trošku ťažké.
Because usually we work for some purpose.
Čiže väčšinou pracujeme za určitým účelom.
So you have to work for a purpose.
Takže musíš pracovať za nejakým účelom.
But instead of enjoying that purpose,
namiesto toho, aby si sa tešil z toho účelu,
you give it up.
Sa ho vzdáš.
And by constantly giving up the fruit or the result of one's work,
a keď neustále sa vzdávaš toho plodu alebo výsledku svojej práce,
one becomes detached and peaceful.
Tak budeš odputaný a pokojný.
In that state of peace, one can understand that one is a spiritual being.
A v tomto stave pokoja môžeš pochopiť, že si duchovná bytosť.
So does anyone remember the problem in the south?
Pamätá si niekto tie problémy na tom juhu?
No.
Hornets.
Now the wasps are the natural enemies of the honeybees.
Takže osy sú prírodní nepriatelia medonosných včiel.
And you all remember who the honeybees are.
Všetci si pamätáte, kto sú tie medonosné včely?
Yes, enlightened persons.
Osvietené osoby.
Now, like other social insects, the wasps have a very involved hierarchy.
Takže tak ako všetky ostatné sociálne hmyzy, tak tie osy majú vybudovanú a veľmi prepracovanú hierarchiu.
But it's not a cooperative hierarchy.
Ale nie je to hierarchia, v ktorej by spolupracovali.
It's very exploitive.
Je to hierarchia, ktorá je veľmi vykoristovateľská.
The more powerful wasp will take the food from the less powerful wasps.
A tá silnejšia osa vezme jedlo tej slabšej.
And the male wasps are very cruel to the queen.
A tie sršne, akože samci, sú veľmi krutí voči kráľovne.
So there is conflict between genders and classes among the wasps.
Takže tie osy majú neustály konflikt medzi pohlaviami a triedami spoločenskými.
So the problem with doing detached work,
problém s touto prácou s odputaním,
is in order to know what kind of work to do,
je teda, že by sme mali vedieť, akú prácu máme robiť,
you have to give yourself a label.
A teda, ak chceme robiť nejakú prácu, musíme sa onalepkovať.
I am an electrician.
Ja som elektrikár.
I am a teacher.
Ja som učiteľ.
I am a banker.
Ja som bankár.
I am a husband.
Som manžel.
I am a mother.
Som matka.
And then as soon as you have a label,
a hneď ako máš nálepku,
you might think, my label is better than your label.
Si môžeš myslieť, moja nálepka je lepšia než tvoja.
So this is the danger of the wasps.
A toto je to nebezpečenstvo tých sršňov.
So then one may look for the essence of life in the eastern part of the city.
Potom môžeme hľadať esenciu života v tej východnej časti mesta.
Here one tries to find the essence by connecting to the divine with love and devotion.
Takže tu sa snažíme nájsť podstatu tým, že sa spájame s tým božským princípom prostredníctvom lásky, love and
love and devotion.
A oddanosti.
And by doing service in that mood.
A tým, že vykonávame službu v tejto nálade.
This is the process we teach in the Hare Krishna movement.
To je proces, ktorý učíme v Hare Krishna hnutí.
And this process involves mostly singing and dancing the holy name of the Lord.
Tento proces väčšinou obsahuje spievanie svätých mien Pána a tancovanie.
Meditating, but meditating on the Lord.
Meditovanie, ale meditovanie nad Pánom.
Not just studying philosophy, but studying about the divine.
Nie len, že študujeme filozofiu, ale študujeme o Bohu.
And not just giving up results for some idea of enlightenment.
A nie len, že sa vzdávame výsledkov s nejakou predstavou osvietenia.
But offering everything one does in love.
Ale že ponúkame všetko, čo robíme s láskou.
So this is a very natural and easy process without any difficulty.
To je veľmi prirodzený proces bez akýchkoľvek ťažkostí.
But even here there is a danger.
Ale dokonca aj tu existuje nebezpečenstvo.
Does anyone remember the danger in the eastern part of the city?
Pamätá si niekto to nebezpečenstvo v tej východnej časti mesta?
Veľký slon.
Med elephant.
A crazy elephant.
Šialený slon.
So elephants are very useful.
Slony sú veľmi užitočné.
In the old cultures, people used to use elephants to do work.
V starých kultúrach ľudia používali slony na prácu.
They would use them especially to harvest the wood from the forests.
Oni ich používali hlavne preto, aby dotiahli drevo z lesa.
When you use elephants, you don't have to make a road into the forest.
Keď používaš slonov, nemusíš vytvárať cestu do toho lesa.
And you can just harvest the particular trees that you want.
A môžeš vybrať len tie konkrétne stromy, ktoré chceš.
They're also very loving and intelligent animals.
Oni sú tiež veľmi láskyplné a inteligentné zvieratá.
They always remember anyone who was kind to them and they're extremely grateful.
Oni si vždy pamätajú každého, kto kým bol láskavý, sú veľmi vďačné.
But elephants are a little unusual among the animals.
Ale slony sú trošku nezvyčajné medzi zvermi.
In most animals, the females go into some period of heightened reproduction, which we call it heat. I don't know what you call it.
Okay, can you say the sentence
okay.
again?
So in most animals, females have a cycle where they go into what we call heat,
okay.
where they're especially fertile.
Okay. Takže v každom živočišnom druhu zvieratá majú obdobie, kde majú, samičky majú obdobie, kde majú ruju.
With elephants, the males also have this kind of behavior.
Ale čo sa týka slonov, tak oni tiež majú takéto správanie.
Now they can reproduce any time.
Oni sa môžu kedykoľvek reprodukovať.
But they also have some time when they're especially potent.
Ale majú obdobie, kedy sú obzvlášť potentní.
But it's not at a regular time.
Ale a to nie je nejaká doba, ktorá by bola pravidelná.
So when the bull elephant goes into this time, it's called must.
Takže vtedy, keď ten samček má tú ruju.
And then this liquid called temperin comes out of their forehead.
A vtedy im z hlavy ide tekutina, ktorá sa volá nejaký temperin.
And they're urinating constantly. Their back legs are always wet.
A oni stále močia a tie zadné nohy majú vlhké.
They're very sensitive to any noise or any movement.
Vtedy sú veľmi citliví na akýkoľvek zvuk alebo pohyb.
And they forget all loving relationships.
A zabudnú na všetky láskyplné vzťahy.
They will even kill the trainer they have had since they were born.
Oni zabijú aj toho trénera, ktorý ich trénoval, odkedy sa narodili.
And they will destroy anything.
Všetko zničia.
When a young bull elephant is in must, the older bulls get out of the way and let him get whatever females he wants.
Keď ten mladý slon má tú ruju, tak všetky ostatné slony idú do úzadia a nechajú si ho vybrať samičku, ktorú on chce.
Because he is very dangerous.
Že je veľmi nebezpečný.
So in the old societies,
že v tých starých spoločnostiach,
they would notice the very first signs of the bull going into must.
Takže oni si všímali tie úplne prvé príznaky toho, že ten samček dostáva ruju.
And then they don't give the elephant any food.
Potom mu nedávali jedlo.
And very little water.
Veľmi iba trošku vody.
And then 2-3 days it passes.
A o 2-3 dní to odišlo.
Now in the modern Western countries,
ale v súčasných moderných západných krajinách,
they say, oh, that's very cruel to withhold food and water.
To je veľmi kruté, že mu nedávate vodu a jedlo.
So instead they put the elephants in a very strong cage.
A miesto toho slona uväznia do veľmi silnej klietky.
But then must goes on for many weeks and sometimes many months.
Lenže potom mu tá ruja trvá niekoľko týždňov, dokonca aj mesiacov.
So this wild elephant is criticism of other people who are seeking the essence.
A tento divoký slon je vlastne taká analogia ľudí, ktorí kritizujú tých, ktorí hľadajú duchovné osvietenie.
That just can destroy our whole garden of love and devotion.
Dokáže zničiť celú našu záhradu lásky a oddanosti.
So one must be very alert within one's mind.
Preto by sme v našej mysli mali byť veľmi pozorní.
At the first sign that the elephant of one's mind is going into must,
takže už pri prvých príznakoch toho, že ten slon našej mysle ide do ruje,
one should not feed him.
Sme ho nemali krmiť.
In other words, as soon as we start to criticize other seekers of the essence of life,
že hneď ako začneme kritizovať iných hľadačov podstaty života,
we should immediately stop.
My sme mali hneď prestať.
All right, so now we're going to be seeking the essence of life in the eastern part of the city.
Takže teraz budeme hľadať podstatu života vo východnej časti mesta.
And now we're going to go to the metaphors of Raghunath Das Goswami.
Teraz prejdeme k metaforám od Raghunatha Das Goswamiho.
which I was teaching last time I was here. This is from his book, The Splendid Instructions to the Mind.
A to je z knihy, ktorá sa nazýva Žiarivé pokyny životu.
So last time I went into this in depth.
Naposledy som išla v tomto do hĺbky.
Now we're going to do it very briefly.
Teraz to spravím tak stručne.
So once one has decided to seek the essence through love and devotion.
Takže sme sa už rozhodli, že budeme hľadať podstatu lásky a oddanosti.
One must have love for all the teachers of devotion.
Musíme mať lásku voči všetkým učiteľom oddanosti.
One must have love for one's prayers and mantras.
Musíme mať lásku k našim modlitbám a mantram.
For sacred places.
K svätým miestam.
In Sanskrit these are called tirthas.
Sanskrit sa to volá tirthi.
It means a portal or a crossing place.
Znamená to portál alebo miesto prechodu.
Just like you find a hotspot for your phone.
Keď nájdeš pre svoj mobil nejaký hotspot.
A tirtha is a place where you can find, oh, here's a connection to the spiritual.
Tirtha je miesto, kde zistíme, áno, to je spojenie k duchovnom.
So one should have love for such places.
Mali by sme mať lásku pre takéto miesta.
And one should love the process of giving up what is false and arrogant in one's life.
Mali by sme sa snažiť vzdať sa toho, čo je falošné a arogantné v živote.
Then he talks about four levels of giving up falsity and pride.
A rozpráva o štyroch úrovniach, ako sa vzdať falše a pýchy.
The first level is that is sound.
Prvá úroveň je zvuk.
We have to talk about some things of the world.
Musíme rozprávať o nejakých veciach zo sveta.
But if we are simply talking about politics and sports and ordinary things.
Ale keď jednoducho rozprávame o politike, športe a obyčajných veciach.
And gossip, who is doing what.
A klebetíme, kto čo robí.
And especially criticism.
A obzvlášť kritika.
Then that kind of talk is like a prostitute.
Takéto rozprávanie to je ako prostitútka.
Who may look very attractive.
Ktorá môže vyzerať veľmi príťažlivo.
But only once are what?
Ale,
but only once.
Ale chce iba čo?
Money.
Peniaze.
So this ordinary talk will steal our spiritual wealth.
A tieto obyčajné rozhovory, oni zničia naše duchovné bohatstvo.
We know that the whole world was created by sound.
Vieme, že celý svet bol vznikol vďaka zvuku.
What was that sound?
Čo bol ten zvuk?
No, it wasn't like that. Let's try properly. So we have also created our own lives through sound. The sounds we make, the sounds we hear, the sounds we think are creating our lives.
Vydávame, ktoré počúvame, ktoré vibrujeme, tak oni vyvarajú náš život.
I think more and more people in the world are starting to recognize this fact.
Myslím si, že viac a viac ľudí vo svete začína si uvedomovať tento fakt.
How we talk about ourselves and to ourselves is actually creating our future.
Ako rozprávame o nás alebo sami sebe, tak to vytvára našu budúcnosť.
And if we are absorbed in ordinary sounds, we will lose our wealth of spirituality.
Keď sme pohrúžení v svetskom zvuku, tak strátime naše bohatstvo duchovnosti.
Just like someone who goes to see a prostitute.
Ako niekto, kto chodí za prostitútkou.
He may lose his health.
Môže stratiť zdravie.
His family.
Rodinu.
His job.
Prácu.
His money.
Peniaze.
And then the prostitute also leaves.
Potom odjde aj prostitútka.
So then if we have proper sound,
keď máme vhodný zvuk,
then we have to have actions that match our sound.
Tak musíme mať činnosti, ktoré aj tak sú také akože vhodné, spájajú sa s tým našim zvukom.
Sometimes our speaking is very positive and spiritual.
niekedy naše rozprávanie je veľmi pozitívne a duchovné.
But our actions do not match.
Ale naše činnosti vôbec s tým nesúladia.
These are the things we know are wrong and we do them anyway.
To sú veci, o ktorých vieme, že sú zlé, aj tak ich robíme.
I know I shouldn't watch that.
Viem, že by som to nemala pozerať.
And I watch it.
A pozerám to.
I know I shouldn't eat that.
Viem, že by som to nemala jesť.
And I eat it.
A jem to.
I know I shouldn't do that.
Viem, že by som to nemala robiť.
And we do it.
A robíme to.
So the metaphor for this kind of falsity,
takže metafora takéhoto druhu faloše,
are thieves that wait for us on the road.
To sú tí zlodeji, ktorí na nás čakajú na ceste.
These thieves are lust, anger, greed, fear.
Títo zlodeji, to je chtíč, hnev, chamtivosť, strach.
And they have ropes.
Oni majú obrazy.
Made up of the things that we know are wrong.
Ktoré sú vytvorené z vecí, o ktorých vieme, že sú nesprávne.
And they take these ropes.
Oni vezmú tieto
and
obrazy.
They put them around our necks.
Dajú nám ich okolo krku.
And they drag us like a dog on a leash.
A oni nás ťahajú ako psa na vodítku.
So we don't like to be dragged around.
Nechceme, aby sme boli ťahaní hore dole.
But we may have some attachment to these.
Ale môžeme mať nejakú pripútanosť voči tomuto.
We might think if I don't have greed, I wouldn't work hard.
Myslíme si, keby som nemal chamtivosť, tak by som tvrdo nepracoval.
If I didn't have fear, I wouldn't be careful.
Keby som nemal strach, tak by som nebol opatrný.
So in that way we are nourishing these very thieves that are pulling us around.
A takto my živíme tých samotných zlodejov, ktorí nás ťahajú hore dole.
So to get rid of the falsity of sound,
aby sme sa zbavili tej falše v tom zvuku,
he said we need a great jewel.
Tak je povedané, že potrebujeme veľký drahokam.
This picture of a jewel.
Takže mám tu tento obrázok drahokamu.
That is a jewel of service.
A to je drahokam služby.
That all of our speaking should be beneficial to ourselves and others.
Že všetko, čo hovoríme, by malo byť prínosné pre nás a ostatných.
To get rid of the falsity of the thieves.
Aby sme sa zbavili tej falše tých zlodejov.
With the rope around our neck.
S tým obrazom okolo krku.
We have to ask for help from people who are free from hypocrisy.
Musíme požiadať o pomoc ľudí, ktorí sú oslobodení od pokrytectva.
Admit our difficulties to them.
A musíme im priznať naše potiaže.
And learn from their example and their teachings.
A učiť sa z ich príkladu a učenia.
Then if we have conquered the falsity of sound and action,
potom keď sme porazili faloš, medzi zvukom a jednaním,
we may think, yes, now I am just great on the spiritual path.
Tak si môžem mysleť, teraz už sa mi darí úžasne na duchovnej ceste.
My speech is spiritual.
A moja reč je duchovná.
My behaviors are proper.
Moje správanie je vhodné.
But then there is the falsity in the mind.
A potom je tá faloš pritom na mysli.
This is when I'm doing the right thing.
Tak keď robím tú správnu vec.
But for the wrong motives.
Ale s nesprávnymi motivmi.
And I may not even be aware of my own bad motives.
Možno si ani vôbec neuvedomujem svoje zlé
bad motives.
Zlé motivy.
I may think that everything I'm doing is very pure.
Možno si myslím, že všetko, čo robím, je veľmi čisté.
But the metaphor for this is that we feel a burning sensation in our mind.
Ale metafora tohto je, že cítime horiace
feeling.
Nutkanie v mysli.
My mind is not full of peace and joy.
Moja mysl nie je plná kľudu a radosti.
This was Arjuna's problem in the Bhagavad Gita.
To bol Arjunov problém v Bhagavad Gita.
He said, I'm doing the right thing.
Ktorý ja robím tú správnu vec.
But I'm burning.
Ale horím.
And the metaphor for this,
a metafora pre toto,
is one is taking a bath in the urine of a very big donkey.
A ako keby sme sa kúpali v moči veľkého osla.
And thinking one is getting clean.
A myslíme si, že sa očistujeme.
So one is thinking, by my activities I am getting purified, I am advancing.
Myslíme si, svojimi činnostiami sa očistujem a robím pokrok.
But if the mentality is not right, one is simply burning.
Ale keď tá mentalita nie je správna, tak iba horíme.
This is a very subtle form of falsity.
To je veľmi jemná úroveň falše.
Difficult to recognize.
Ťažko sa rozpoznáva.
And impossible to get rid of by ourselves.
A je nemožné, aby sme sa sami zbavili.
Because it is a deception of the mind.
Pretože je to taký klam mysle.
The mind cannot reveal it or get rid of it.
A mysel to nevie ukázať alebo sa toho zbaviť.
So Raghunath Das Goswami says the solution for this is to bathe our mind in the ocean of love.
Raghunath Das Goswami hovorí, že riešenie na toto je okúpať svoju mysel v oceáne lásky.
At the feet of the divine.
Pri nohách Boha.
This means we open our mind to Krishna.
Znamená, že otvoríme svoju mysel Krishnovi.
And we say, you please reveal to me why I am burning in my mind.
Povieme mu, prosím ťa, ukáž mi, prečo tá moja mysel horí.
Then Krishna will reveal the beautiful spiritual truth.
Tom Krishna vyjaví tú krásnu duchovnú pravdu.
And he will also reveal the nature of our illusion and bewilderment.
A tiež vyjaví povahu našej ilúzie a toho sebaklamu.
He will make everything very clear.
Všetko ukáže veľmi jasne.
Then we have to choose truth.
Potom si musíme vybrať pravdu.
Then he will immediately remove the illusion.
Potom i hneď odstráni ilúziu.
And it will not return.
A nevráti sa to.
So at this point, a person's speech and sound is all spiritual.
A v tomto bode všetko, čo tá osoba hovorí, alebo teda tie zvuky, ktoré vydáva, sú duchovné.
Their behavior is spiritual.
Ich správanie je duchovné.
Their mind is swimming in an ocean of love. And a person may think, yes, now I have truly found the essence of life.
A vtedy tá osoba si môže mysleť, áno, teraz som naozaj našla podstatu života.
But Raghunath Das Goswami says there is one more kind of deception.
Raghunath Das Goswami hovorí, že ešte existuje jedna ďalšia zrada.
The most subtle.
Tá najjemnejšia.
That is in the heart.
To je v srdci.
And there he says there is a dead dog.
Hovorí, tam je mŕtvý pes.
This dead dog is a metaphor for the honor and praise that a person gets for being spiritually advanced.
A ten mŕtvý pes je metafora istú úctu a pochvalu, ktorú osoba dostáva za to, že je duchovnou osobou.
And there is a woman dancing in the heart.
V srdci tam tancuje žena.
Who is eating this dog?
Ktorá požiera toho psa.
She is a metaphor for the desire to enjoy this honor and praise.
To je metafora tej túžby si užívať túto úctu a chválu.
And she has a boyfriend.
Má aj priateľa.
And he is a metaphor for deceit.
A on je metafora zrady.
Being dishonest.
Že keď sme nečestní.
Because when we want to be honored, we will not be honest.
Že ak chceme byť chválení alebo úctení, tak nebudeme čestní.
We will present ourselves as being better than we are.
Budeme sa prezentovať ako lepší, než sme.
So the cure for this problem of falsity,
takže liek na takýto problém falše,
is to stop wanting to be a saint,
je, že prestať chceť byť svetcom,
and be honored for being a saint,
alebo byť uctievaný za to, že sme svetcom,
but to simply serve the saints.
Ale jednoducho iba slúžiť svetcom.
And then there is somebody who will honor us.
A potom je tam niekto, kto nám bude vzdávať úctu.
That is Krishna himself.
To je samotný Krishna.
When we get the honor of people in general,
keď získame úctu od ľudí vo všeobecnosti,
for being very spiritual,
za to, že sme veľmi duchovní,
that is not a very real thing.
To nie je veľmi reálna vec.
But Krishna's honor for being a servant,
ale Krishna, aj on nás
Krishna honors when Krishna honors us for being a servant of the saints.
Krishna nás uctí za to, že slúžime svetcom.
We feel completely satisfied.
Vtedy sa cítime úplne spokojní.
At that point, all the falsity and materialism is gone from us.
V tej dobe všetka falš od nás odíde.
And we can enter into the garden of sacred fragrance.
A môžeme vstúpiť do záhrady posvetnej vône.
There we will realize our spiritual form.
Tam si uvedomíme svoju duchovnú podobu.
Our relationship with the divine.
Náš vzťah s Bohom.
Then our lives become fully joyful.
A vtedy naše životy sú úplne radosné.
We may appear at that time to be a person within this world.
V tej dobe sa môžeme zdať byť osobou z tohto sveta.
But within ourselves we are always enjoying the essence of life in the spiritual atmosphere.
Ale vnútri seba si vždy užívame podstatu života v duchovnej atmosfére.
So I hope you enjoyed this metaphorical journey.
Takže dúfam, že ste si užili túto metaforickú cestu.
One or two questions?
Takže môžeme si dať jednu, dve otázky?
I will try in English and then speak in Slovakia. We were taught usually succession of Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is the topmost system of self-realization. But taking in consideration also some stories from Srimad Bhagavatam, for example, Prachetas or Dhruva Maharaj, then these persons took path of self-realization, then actually have a direct darshan of Lord Vishnu, but then they returned to like normal life, not normal, but saint life, but normal practical life, and then they acted like kings, like that. So this is like I'm giving this question in the context of old Slovak situation, temple, and we were told this temple standard is what you must maintain, and then we have actually difficulty in practical life when we have to go to job and to that, and we may feel, or I may feel, like inferior, that it's I'm not completely fulfilling the path of Bhakti Yoga. So what is your comment on this? Can you catch my point? Yeah, okay. So moja otázka bola, že vlastne tradične karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga sú vlastne ako spôsobnosti, že bhakti yoga je tá najvyššia, ale v Bhagavate máme niekoľko príbehov, kde vlastne svetci alebo Dhruva Maharaj alebo prašetovia dokonca priamo stretli pána Vishnua, ale potom sa vrátili do normálneho života a konali takým praktickým spôsobom vlastne, takže to je moja otázka, že ako teda bhakti yoga v praktickom živote nám zhruba.
Well, we deal with that a little bit here.
Takže trošku sa s týmto zaoberáme.
That once one advances in bhakti yoga,
že raz keď niekto spraví pokrok v bhakti yoga,
one can go on and deal in the world.
Tak môže ísť do sveta a fungovať tam.
But with a different consciousness.
Ale s iným vedomím.
The real answer to your question is in my next book.
Skutočná odpoveď na tvoju otázku je v mojej ďalšej knihe.
It's already written.
Ktorá je už napísaná.
This is not agreed. This is not propagation.
To nie je propagácia.
But we're going through all the editing.
A práve to editujeme celé.
Maybe another year or so. But that is a book on how to live and work in the world.
A to je kniha o tom, ako žiť a pracovať vo svete.
As a bhakti yogi.
Bhakti yogi.
We're writing it for the general public.
My to píšeme pre všeobecnú verejnosť.
And I'm writing with a co-author.
A ja to píšem so spoluautorom.
Her name is Rukmini.
Ona sa volá Rukmini.
She's also known as Dr. Ruchira Datta. She has a PhD in mathematics.
Ona je tiež známa ako doktorka Ruchira Datta a má PhD v matematike.
That is the topic of that book.
To je téma tej knihy.
But it is not a lesser thing to work in the world.
A to nie je ako nejaká nižšia vec, že pracovať vo svete.
We are trying to make the whole world into when we're trying to make it that the whole world is aiming towards enlightenment.
My sa snažíme dosiahnuť to, aby celý svet smerom k osvieteniu.
This is not going to be accomplished by just some of us living in a monastery.
Ono to nezabezpečíme tým, že niektorí z nás budú žiť v kláštore.
We need to have a vision for the world.
Musíme mať víziu pre svet.
At least Slovakia.
Aspoň pre Slovensko.
We need to have a vision if all of Slovakia were involved in love of God.
Musíme mať víziu, aké by to bolo, keby celé Slovensko bolo ponorené do lásky k Bohu.
What would that look like?
Ako by to vyzeralo?
What would people be doing?
Čo by ľudia robili?
What would people be doing in schools for children?
Čo by ľudia robili v školách pre deti?
In the universities.
Na univerzitách.
In the churches and the mosques and the temples. What would the government be doing?
Čo by robila vláda?
What kind of shops would we have?
Aké obchody by sme mali?
What kind of agriculture would we have?
Aké poľnohospodárstvo by sme mali?
How would we be dealing with the natural resources and the natural world?
Ako by sme jednali s prírodnými zdrojmi?
What kind of crafts would we have? Crafts.
Crafts. Aké
remeslo
by sme mali?
What would the artisans, you know what artisans are?
Mm-hmm.
What would the artisans be doing?
Čo by robili remeselníci?
We should have some vision.
Mali by sme mať nejakú
vizu. And not just something vague.
Nie niečo len také mliste.
Oh, they'd all be working for Krishna.
Oni by všetci pracovali pre Krishna.
Distributing books.
Yes.
To each other.
Everything is empty. Everything is empty. Just everyone is on the street and distributing goods.
To each other.
Yes.
To each other. Všetko by bolo prázdne a všetci by boli na ulice a navzájom si rozdávali knihy.
Eat each other with their books.
So every place where there are people interested in bhakti yoga, we need to develop this vision for the greater society.
Takže na každom mieste, kde máme ľudí, ktorí sú majú záujem o bhakti yogu, tak potrebujeme vytvoriť nejakú víziu pre tú spoločnosť.
Not just about our own spiritual life.
Nie len o našom vlastnom duchovnom živote.
Then after we get some idea of the vision for society,
potom, keď už budeme mať určitú predstavu tej vízie pre tú spoločnosť,
then we can say, all right, what's the role of this Govinda's restaurant in that vision?
Tak sa môžeme opýtať, no čo, aký je cieľ tejto Govinda restaurácie?
What's the role of Bhakti Loka?
Aká je rola Bhakti Loki?
And what's my role?
Aká je moja úloha?
How am I going to move toward that vision in society?
Ako sa budem ja posúvať smerom k tej vízii tej spoločnosti?
This is not just a case of maintaining our own spiritual life.
To nie je len prípad o tom, že si udržíme svoj vlastný.
So we need to talk about this.
O tom by sme sa mali rozprávať.
At least the visionary type people need to talk about this.
So tí vizionári by o tom mali rozprávať.
What would Slovakia look like if it were in Mahaprabhu, if all of Slovakia were in Mahaprabhu's mood?
Ako by to vyzeralo, keby celé Slovensko bolo v Mahaprabhuovom
hnutí? Let's say in 10 years.
Povedzme o 10 rokov.
Would there be all different religious systems?
Boli by tam rôzne náboženské systémy?
I think there would be.
Ja si myslím, že áno.
But they would be finding bhakti in their tradition.
Ale oni by v svojej tradícii nachádzali bhakti.
They wouldn't be haunted by the witches of bhakti and mukti.
Ich by nenaháňali tie čarodejnice bhakti a mukti.
They would revive the aiming towards loving devotional service within their own traditions.
Takže oni by oživovali to smerovanie smerom k láske plnej v rámci svojej vlastnej tradície.
The universities would have a department about consciousness and the soul.
Univerzity mali katedry o duši a o svietení.
the schools for children would start every class with some kind of kirtan or prayer or chanting of the holy name.
Školy pre deti by mali kirtan, ktorý by mali by začínali hodiny s kirtanom alebo nejakou modlitbou a chantovaním.
The government would be using tax money for religious festivals.
Vláda by používala dane na to, aby vytvárala náboženské oslavy.
The main national holidays would be connected again with spirituality.
A hlavné národné sviatky boli znova spojené s duchovnosťou.
The businesses would be taking care of the earth and the natural resources.
Business by sa staral o zem a prírodné zdroje.
Everything that was being bought and sold would be done with respect for the earth.
Všetko, čo by sa kúpilo a predalo, by sa robilo s úctou voči zemi.
And the water and the air.
Voči vode a vzduchu.
And the old crafts and skills would be revived.
A starodávne remeslá a zručnosti by boli zase oživené.
Entertainment would be of a nature encouraging virtue and morality or spirituality.
A show business a zábava by podnecovali duchovnosť, moralitu, hodnoty, cnosti.
People would start having more children.
Ľudia by začali mať viac detí.
Because there would be prosperity in the world.
Pretože po svete by bola prosperita.
And there would be hope for the future.
A bola by tam nádej do budúcnosti.
So that's in a general way.
To je takým všeobecným spôsobom.
We should get some clear vision.
Mali by sme mať nejakú jasnú víziu.
And we get some training in some temple or ashram.
A mali by sme aj tréning v chráme alebo ashrame.
And then we go and see how can I start to help make this vision be a reality in the world.
A potom by sme sa pozerali na to, že ako môžem ja pomôcť, začať pomôcť, aby sa naplnila táto vízia spirituality vo svete.
Does that answer your question?
Odpovedá to na tvoju otázku?
Yes. Partially, but I mean generally, yes. Because you
can't do it specifically right.
Yeah, you are writing a book about it, so you can cover all the topics.
So thank you very much.
Ďakujem veľmi pekne.